Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble, and for good reason. That's right. There's a good reason. You can read all about it in our Learning Center. And for all of you who are thinking about coming over to the raw dog food diet, where do you start? Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I mean, you can start with the veggie blends. You can start with the PMRs. You can start with the 80-10-10. There's just a few differences in each one of those. The HVM have fruits and vegetables. PMR have a little higher bone. And the 80-10-10 is the regular bone and 10% fat. So it doesn't really matter. They need them all. They should probably eat them all. So just start with two proteins and rotate those back and forth. How do you rotate? Well, a lot of people do it differently. You know, I rotate five different blends at a time. That's just the way I do it for my two Germans. I've got them all in the same bowl. But I think that for those of you who are just starting out, I would start with one blend and do that for, you know, a week, and then do another blend for a week and another blend for a week till you see how your dog's poops are and what your dog likes. And your dogs will let you know. Also, some dogs, you know, when you're changing, they need some time. Maybe they need a little coaxing. Don't give up. Try some different blends, but don't go back to processed kibble food. If you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know why. It is just crap. It's toxic and it's dry and it's synthetic. And you heard Dr. Judy Morgan talking about the fact that synthetic vitamins and minerals are not good for your kidneys or your liver, especially the kidney. All right. So let's get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Yes, we ship everywhere that UPS goes. We don't ship to Hawaii or Canada, unfortunately, but we do ship everywhere else. So wherever you get your UPS, we can ship to you. Shipping is not free anywhere. Shipping is not free anywhere. And I heard somebody say that shipping is astronomical. You're right. Shipping is astronomical. But here's the thing. We're so used to seeing free shipping that we don't recognize that a lot of times that price has been bumped up, in the price per pound. And then they're going to do free shipping. So take into consideration all the cost. And I think that you will see that we have some good pricing. You can also shop on Yappy Hour, which comes up every Thursday. Thank you guys so much for writing in, for listening to the podcast. And as I said yesterday, make sure that you tell all of your friends about the great successes you are having on a species appropriate diet. And I think that it will absolutely help them when they start seeing skin problems or itchy problems or poop problems in their own dog. And then they'll remember that you're having great success. Tell them why you came over to a raw dog food diet as well. All right. So today I want to go over organ meats, right? So organ meats, you guys, are so incredibly important. You can't just feed organ meats, but I want to talk to you about why they're such a big deal in the raw dog food diet. In all of our blends, you are going to find liver, kidney, and some of those are going to have pancreas. We're definitely going to have tripe in there, and we're definitely going to have heart. Now, don't start throwing out, well, that's not an organ and that's a muscle meat and blah, 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 blah. This information is coming out from Dr. Billinghurst's book, Give a Dog a Bone. And, you know, it's so important that you have organs. And in some instances, you really need to up the organs. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. But, you know, as he says, all dogs have a requirement for organs. Now, whether or not a dog's getting it is not the issue, but all dogs have a requirement for organs. And, you know, the basic diet out there is dry dog food. And a lot of them are going to say this dry dog food increases the color of your dog's coat and it makes it shinier and all that jazz. But it really doesn't do that. And it really can't do that. And if they have oils, in those blends, you heard what Dr. Judy Morgan said, check the back of the bag. You do not want oils in a dry kibble product. Those are rancid fats. They will cause problems. All right. They will cause problems. But organ meats, super valuable in dog food. So look and see what organ meats are in your dog food. And, you know, they don't need to be in huge amounts. Typically, we're going to have 10 to 20% in the diet, you know, 10 to 20%. But your dog should eat small amounts, 10 to 20% of organs for their entire life. Organ meats are super valuable during times of growth, reproduction, and stress. Why? Because they are a source of essential concentrated nutrients. And the vitamins that they contain include the members of the B complex, the vitamin A, and vitamin C. The minerals they contain include iron, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. And most organ meats have an excellent level of high quality protein and essential fatty acids. They contain some phosphorus, but they're also very low in calcium. So when a health provider wants to throw out that there's not enough vitamins and mineral in the raw dog food diet, I would probably challenge them and ask them what exactly they're talking about. And I had this conversation today with a customer who was told that her cat wasn't getting enough taurine in the raw diet. Why? Because they're hearing a slight murmur in the cat. This cat's 13, been eating raw all of its life. But I asked the pet parent, I said, okay, well, did you do a test that tested the taurine level? No, no test. Did they have a benchmark of taurine levels in dry fed kitty crack food, canned food versus raw food? And was there a standard benchmark across the board? No, there were no numbers. There were no benchmarks. There were no tests. So how can you say, well, your cat is not getting enough taurine? Now, cats don't make their own taurine like dogs do out of cysteine and methionine, those amino acids that come out of animal proteins. But again, this is the classic way that pet parents are talked to by certain health professionals. And pet parents don't know that there needs to be some sort of quantitative way to measure. What are you basing that statement on? Are you basing it on facts and actual test? Are you basing it just on, I don't know, out of your sphincter, right? So we don't want sphincter statements. No sphincter statements. We need statements that are based on actual information, especially something like that when they're saying, well, put more taurine. And, you know, how can you put more taurine in your cat's diet? You can give them a couple of hearts a day. A couple of duck hearts would be great. All right. But feed organs on a regular basis between 10 to 20%. So let's talk about, also listen, growing or reproducing dogs will require more organs. Okay. So maybe when your dog is in that reproduction, they're pregnant, maybe we do want to give them a little more organs, but I would work with a holistic vet that actually is a raw feeder on that. So let's talk about liver. These are some great pieces of information that will help you when you are hit with, is my dog getting everything they need out of the raw diet? Remember, liver is almost always going to be in a raw diet at some level, whether that is, you know, 10%, I doubt it. It's probably going to be a third, a third, a third if they're using three different organs, okay, or four. So liver's the most, it's the most popular organ meat that's fed to dogs because it has a vast range of important nutrients. Vitamin A is the top one. And so that is awesome. For its vitamin A content alone, all dogs should be fed liver on a regular basis because it contains not only A, but it contains vitamins E, D, and K in substantial quantities. And it's an excellent source of those minerals, again, zinc, magnesium, selenium, and iron. And most all dogs that are fed on a crappy kibble, prescription, dry food, synthetic diet, even canned products, those dogs can be deficient in all of these vitamins and minerals. Anemic dogs may be fed liver as an excellent source of iron, and dogs with skin problems and male stud dogs may be fed liver for its zinc content. But all dogs require liver for its selenium content, because selenium is a part of the body's antioxidant. It's called glutathione peroxidase. Okay. But liver is an excellent source of all the B vitamins as well. So you get B2, B3, B5, B6, biotin, folicin, B12, choline, or lecithin, as it's called, lecithin. It contains B1, thiamine. Also, it's a good source of vitamin C. All right. So the bottom line is liver should be fed on a regular basis because you are supplying your dog with an excellent balance and wide range of nutrients. Remember, almost every blend that we have is going to have, unless they're organless, and that's very, 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 very few, it's going to have liver in there. We're also going to have kidney in our blends, which is another fantastic food for your dog. It's a lot like liver, but it supplies a good quality protein, a good supply of essential fatty acids, and many, many vitamins, including all the fat-soluble ones, A, D, E, and K. Kidneys are also rich in iron and all the B vitamins, including B12, and they had good level of zinc in them. The vitamin A content is a good level, but it's not nearly as much as liver. Okay. Kidneys are an excellent source of essential fatty acids, and it's amazing. The kidneys are amazing. Now, heart, everybody's going to argue about this. Not an organ, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Whatever. And typically we don't include it in the organ category either, but it's great for dogs, and it's a great addition to your dog's food. Wolf Run Plus, a great level of heart in that blend that we have. Heart, like liver and kidneys, hearts are excellent in the protein category, in the B vitamins, and the iron category. They do contain a little bit of vitamin A and some essential fatty acids. But heart, again, is excellent, excellent, excellent for your dog. And then let's talk about tripe. So in Dr. Ian Billinghurst's book, he does have tripe in the organ category, but it's a protein and water, and it's got a few B vitamins in it. But it green tripe, okay, so that's the unbleached tripe, and that's what we have, green tripe straight from the killed beasts, is of greater nutritional value to the dog because of the presence of large numbers of microorganisms. Okay, great for digestive enzymes. I said this before, farty dogs, burpy dogs, all that kind of stuff, that I would say, let's give them some tripe. Some of you are still feeding dry dog food, hopefully you're not, but if you are, because some of you are, add some tripe to it. It will help them digest their food better. Also add an egg to it. Those eggs are going to help break down that food as well and give it some good digestion properties. And there's Lossie. She's saying hi to you. She likes you guys. She says, mom's on the podcast, therefore I'm a spark. And so we just let her until I put it on pause and say, stop barking. I'm doing a podcast. All right, everybody. If you have questions that you would like us to ask Dr. Jasek, or if you would like to have answered by Dr. Jasek, I should say, send those in. Get those in before Friday, and we will answer those. Go to my contact page and just say, hey, would you answer this on the podcast? And we will. But one of the things that I really wanted to tell you guys today was that organs are so important. And if we have some poop problems, if we have stiff poops, add a little more organs, right? So you've got room. If you need help on figuring out that percentage, it's not hard. So let's say you're feeding 10 ounces a day. So, you know, another 10% is what, another ounce in their dog food. And then you're going to look at their poops. Like Neely says, you're going to really have to overdo it if you're going to do a vitamin A toxicity. And I don't think you guys are just feeding organs. If you have skin problems, itchy problems, let's up that organ content as well. And let's let all those vitamins and minerals get in the body. If you don't want to do organs, I highly, highly, highly suggest doing phytoplankton. I saw a review on our website the other day who said, my dog's doing great. Coat looks great. Skin's doing great. We did the phytoplankton, but we only did it for a week. Now, here's what we'll say about phytoplankton. You could do that every day. Every day. It's that safe. It's super safe. It's a whole food. You can add it to the food every single day, and you can get amazing vitamins and minerals and trace minerals from the phytoplankton. So don't be afraid to do that. As a matter of fact, most everything that we have is going to be whole food, even in the supplement section. The treats are super safe. There's nothing else in them. They are air dried. There's no preservatives in them. That's why we say keep them in either your freezer or your refrigerator. This is a very, very clean diet. Right? No synthetic vitamins and minerals, no flavorings, no bacon flavoring, no anything to try to entice the dog to eat. This is just a pure, raw, species appropriate diet. If you keep the body clean, you keep the toxins out, you give them great filtered water, have your water checked. You don't want a whole bunch of fluoride in your water. You don't want a bunch of junk. Know what kind of water you're also giving your dogs. All right. Get your dogs on a species appropriate diet today. Tell all your friends about the successes you are having in the poop category, in the skin category, in the allergy category, in the mindset category. I mean, there's such a vast difference in these super duper hyper dogs that are all jacked up on sugary kibble and species appropriate food. Also, from time to time, come back and check the feeding chart at our website, because especially if you have a puppy, because people forget that in weeks they change, in weight they change, and we're asking on the charts for the best weight, not the weight that they are, unless that is the best weight. And some people put in, you know, 85 pounds and but he really needs to be 75. Well, you want to feed him at the 75 pound range. All right. So just a couple of things there. We have the new feeding webinar that's on there. I'm probably going to update that sometime soon, but I think it's pretty easy to follow. It's not hard. You don't have to be a rocket science. It's just real food. Get over to rawdogfoodandco.com today, where your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.